With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. Firefighters on two of the biggest wildfires in western Montana report getting some benefit from wet weather in the last 24 hours. Stephanie Spencer is a spokesperson for the 1,335-acre Horsefly Fire, 13 miles east of Lincoln.
It's not very active today because of the high humidities and the cooler temperatures and the little bit of rain that we've been getting, so it has slowed it down quite a bit.
But, she says,
it hasn't been a whole lot of moisture, and it's important to remember that water alone will not put out the fire.
On the 429-acre Bees Cove fire, northeast of Missoula, crews still have their work cut out for them. Team spokesman Chris Ziegler says the fire area is being hit with weather patterns of varying assistance.
So we are in somewhat of a undulating cycle of moisture and then warming and drying. So the fire is definitely still there. No expectation whatsoever this will put the fire out, but it will probably just slow it down quite a bit until we see what the weather has in the next week or so.
Rain this week is expected to culminate in Saturday thunderstorms. Next week is expected to become dry again, however. Ziegler says that follows last week's pattern, where weekend moisture laid down the Bees Cove fire, then hot temperatures reemerged. In the meantime, crews will watch for gusty winds over the weekend. More wet weather is forecast for this weekend, especially tomorrow. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch stretching from the northwest corner of Montana to Great Falls and back to Butte, all of the Bitterroot Valley and Missoula. That flash flood watch is for tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. Kevin Trevlin, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Megan Myskowski. Montana authorities say a volunteer firefighter told two teenage girls they had to leave their home because of a wildfire, then gave them alcohol and sexually assaulted them. The Independent Record reports 55-year-old Edward Chevalier has been charged with two misdemeanor counts of sexual assault and unlawful transactions with children. He was suspended from the Canyon Creek Volunteer Fire Department. The U.S. Forest Service is asking for input on a 140,000-acre management project in the Big Belt Mountains northeast of Helena, but there are few details of what exactly the agency is proposing. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Kathy Bushnell with the Helena, Lewis & Clark National Forest says the Middleman project includes the avalanche drainage continuing north to the Trout Creek drainages of the Big Belts.
The end goal is to have a healthier and more resilient forest, and then also to reduce the fire risk to communities and homes and people and firefighters.
Bushnell says that means removing beetle kill trees and doing prescribed fires, clearing up the forest floor and ladder fuels that could potentially lead to intense crown fires, and finding landscapes like patches of boulders to create natural fire breaks. It's unclear where the Middleman project will be done within the 140,000 acres outlined by the Forest Service. Bushnell says details of the work, like whether there will be commercial logging, are undecided. A public meeting on the Middleman project is scheduled for the afternoon of Tuesday, August 20th, starting at 4:30 at the Tri-Lakes Lakeside Station 2. Bushnell says the U.S. Forest Service is aiming to start the project's on-the-ground work in a year. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A federal appeals court has upheld the constitutionality of a 1978 law giving preference to Native American families in foster care and adoption proceedings involving American Indian children. Today's decision by a panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upholds the Indian Child Welfare Act and reverses a judge who said the law was race-based and unconstitutional. The decision was a victory for those who say it's needed to protect and preserve Native American culture and families. A 43-year-old Montana man has pleaded not guilty to a charge of beating a man to death with a cement brick in Kalispell. Lee G. Medina entered the plea to deliberate homicide charge in Flathead County District Court yesterday. Medina is accused of beating 67-year-old Paul David Kellenberger to death at a Kalispell home on July 15th. Forest Service officials have proposed increasing prices and charging new fees for rental cabins and campgrounds in the Lolo National Forest. The Missoulian reported yesterday that the federal agency aims to bring the income at sites in the forest in line with the cost of services. The changes include increasing lookouts and cabins that cost $30 to $80 per night and up to $45 to $115 per night. Campgrounds would increase to $10 to $20 depending on the site. Forest Implementation Staff Officer Chris James says the new and higher fees are expected to bring in about $250,000 each year. He says about 95% of the fees are directed back into maintaining the forest. The agency is taking public comment on the proposal through September 30th. I'm Megan Myskowski, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. More wet weather is forecast for this weekend, especially tomorrow. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch stretching from the northwest corner of Montana to Great Falls and back to Butte, all of the Bitterroot Valley and Missoula. That flash flood watch is for tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. The University of Montana and Carroll College are launching two partnerships they say will help students get their graduate degrees in less time and at a lower cost. The collaboration between the public University of Montana and the private Carroll College is the first for both institutions. Carroll College President John Seck says public-private partnerships make perfect sense given the state's aging population and shrinking workforce.
So it's really going to involve everyone working together to help produce some of the talent that we're going to need in Montana to fill not only the jobs that are being vacated due to retirement, but also the jobs that are going to be required due to a very strong and growing economy.
One accelerated program partners Carroll with UM's Alexander Blewett School of Law to offer what's called a 3+3 dual degree program. Participating students attend Carroll College for 3 years and then enroll at UM's law school to complete their 3-year law degrees. It enables Carroll students to complete both a baccalaureate degree and Juris Doctorate in 6 years rather than the typical 7. A second collaboration allows students to complete their Bachelor and Master of Public Administration program in 5 years instead of the traditional 6 or more. Carroll President John Seck says the programs will help both schools recruit and retain talented undergrads interested in legal careers. He adds students will save money in the process.
They can save a year's worth of tuition plus the expenses of attending a college or university, which include housing and food. Books, and then you have to factor in the importance that they're going to be earning a living wage in that year that they're not going to be in school.
Seck says student interest in pre-law courses is spiking at Carroll and predicts these new accelerated degree programs will be a big hit this fall semester. Kevin Trevlin, Montana Public Radio.